This week's parasha is Parashas Emor. The first half of the parasha discusses different mitzvahs of Kohanim, but the second half of the parasha discusses the Mayadim, the Yom Tovim, discusses Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the parasha starts off with Shabbos. It's supposed to start off with Mayadim. It says, "Daber avnei Yisrael v'matalei Mayadei Hashem eshetikru oisam mikrei kareisha elahem mayadai." These are the Yom Tovim. And then it says, "Sheishes Yom Tiyasa Malacha." 6 days do malacha, uviyay mashvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, and mikra kerish komalacha, leisasu, Shabbos ulashem, b'chol mashasechem. So the pasuk starts off, says, here, the following I'm going to talk about is the Yom Tovim, and it starts off with Shabbos. What's going on? Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. So Rashi asks this question, and Rashi answers, he says, yes, ma'in Shabbos is what does Shabbos got to do Yom Tovim? Rashi answers, lamdecha, shekol mechalas miyadis, whoever does not keep the Ma'adas, the Yom Tovim, Malam Olav Kilu Chilas Shabbos. It's Kilu is Mechal Shabbos. V'chol HaMekayim Es Ma'adas, whoever keeps the Ma'adim, he watches the Ma'adim, Malam Olav Kilu Kayim Es Shabbos, then it's Kilu is Mekayim the Shabbos. So the Shaila is, what's Pshat Rashi? If I keep Yontiv, then it's Kilu I kept Shabbos. And if I don't keep Yontiv, it's Kilu Mechal Shabbos. What do you mean? Shabbos is Shabbos, Yontiv is Yontiv. If I keep Shabbos, I keep Shabbos. If I keep Yontiv, I keep Yontiv. What does one guy do with the other one? Because I keep Yontiv, that means I'm Mekayim Shabbos. And if I'm not Mekayim Yontov, I'm not Mekayim Shabbos, what does one guy do with the other one? So I'm going to say over two pshatim. The Ramosha Feinstein in Doris Moshe has a pshat of Pidrush, a Kishmak pshat. He says that we know that the Tachlis of Shabbos is Ha'amunah B'Briyas Olam. And therefore, someone's Mechal Shabbos is Kilu Kaifer B'Maseh B'Rashis. Shabbos is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We know Hashem made the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. And that's why we keep Shabbos, to remember who created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But he says that Yom Tovim are for different tachlis. That's more than just HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world day to day. And he writes like this, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Shilkein, Shilhusrach Ligaloi Sonu Mitzrayim, Oslo Nisim Vaitzir Misham. Hashem did Nisim to take us out of Mitzrayim. Why did he do Nisim? To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the Teva at all times. V'hichzik Osonu Tachas Anu Yakovid, he brought us under Anu Yakovid in the Midbar, he gave us the Man. All this to show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge every single day. So Shabbos is a sign and a simen and for us to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yom Tov is a time for us to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world day to day. And Zohar Moshe Feinstein, if someone only has half the emunah, he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but now he gave it over to the Teva and he has nothing to do with it anymore. That's nothing. That's not emunah. The Chatzi emunah is nothing. And if you only say that Hashem runs the world but didn't create the world happened by itself, that's also Chatzi Emunah. So what it means is, Kolat Mekayim Es HaYom Tovim, which means he believes in the Ashkocha Pras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his Kiyum Shabbos is something. And if he's not Mekayim the Me'adim, he doesn't believe in that, then the Kiyum Shabbos is nothing also. It's all or nothing. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu both. He created the world, and he runs the world day to day. That is one shot in this Rashi, why Rashi says that if you keep the Me'adim, you keep the Shabbos. But I want them heard from Rabbi Gettinger, Naftali Tzvi Gettinger, a pshat that's more derech ha-pshat. And he says very geshmak like this. That we keep Shabbos is not a big raya. We're doing it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because everyone takes off once a week. Even the non-Jews have Sunday off, so we have Shabbos off. So if someone keeps Shabbos every week and doesn't work on Shabbos, so it's not a raya is doing l'shem Shemaim, maybe he needs a day off. Once a week, God, he needs a day off. But if you keep Yom Tovim, which a lot of times happens in the middle of the week, and knocks out a whole work week, and you still keep the Yom Tovim, then we know it's Megal Mafreya that you do things L'Shem Shemayim, and your Shabbos is also L'Shem Shemayim. And this day you read the Rashi, Kol Mekayim Es Ma'adim, whoever keeps the Yom Tovim, even though it's the middle of work week, Kilu Mekayim Es Shabbos, then we know your Shabbos is L'Shem Shemayim. Masha'inkin, if you Mechal Me'adim, so we see your Shabbos is just a day off, your once a week day off, and therefore it's not L'Shem Shemayim. And that's the Pshat in Rashi. And there's a similar idea when it comes to Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas, the Mechaber says, Yezor ma'oy dekayim sudas shlishis. And the Chidah says, you know what's the pshat? Because we eat every day two sudas. Every day we eat two meals. But we don't eat a third meal. And sometimes it's very hard to eat a third meal. You come on Shabbos in the winter, it's very hard to eat Shal Shudas. But if we eat Shal Shudas on a Shabbos, that when it's hard, that shows that all the sudas are L'Shem Shemayim. Because we see we eat Shal Shudas as well. We're not just eating because we're hungry. We eat a meal, two meals a day. We even eat a third meal a day. That's a raya and everything else. That's Megala, that all the sudas are L'Shem Shemayim. So that's the pshat here. Someone who keeps the me'adim, it's a raya. Everything is l'shem shemayim. And we should all be zoicha to do all the mitzvahs l'shem shemayim and bring more courage shemayim. Good chance.